the sound of Harry Styles. Track called Adore You. And there's lots to adore on a Thursday. If you're heading through to the Lifestyle Center in Bolito to go and do a bit of a shop at Lifestyle Super Spa. Well, what am I talking about? Right now, it's time for the Lifestyle Conversation. Your behind-the-scenes seat at the table as Lifestyle Super Spa goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year history. And we've been pulling back the curtain at regular intervals to have a look at what's happening, what's coming, how it's all shaping up. And the man with the answers you're about to hear from right now, Bolito local, co-owner of the Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Super Spa, and Topset Lifestyle, Bruce Renkin, is in the house for an update on a Thursday. Bruce, welcome. How are you doing? Man.
Morning, Mark. Another glorious day in Bolito winter, but at least it's just a Bolito winter.
Yeah, listen, we'll take it any day. And look, it's been kind of fresher than a lot of locals are used to weather-wise. But I'll tell you what's looking fresh and fantastic. Your store, man, the Lifestyle Super Spa transformation continues. I've just had a local butcher, Reina Marais, in, and he's been so excited with his gourmet counters. It's finally unveiled, and the butchery is looking absolutely stunning. But for anyone who's popped in the last couple of days, you will see a really marked and notable transformation from a week or two back. Hey, where are
Mark,
we?
Mark, there's definitely reason for our Bolito customers to come and shop at Lifestyle Super Spa and see our progress. Yeah, there's still construction going on and some disruption and noise, but it really is limited, and it's getting less and less each week, and we're opening up more and more each week, and a lot of the new components are coming online. So it's dreadfully exciting for us. Yeah, we've still got a long way to go, but we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're seeing all our hard work, you know, come to fruition. And yeah, we're going to get close to achieving our vision and our dream. You know, it really is. Yeah,
oh, man. Well, listen, we've already had a good chat about the butchery this morning. I know there's some other really key departments that are reaching exciting moments and milestones. Tell me about some notable sections that customers should keep an eye on.
Mike, I know it's often a boring part of the shop. That's our grocery floor and our normal aisles.
I love the fresh produce.
It really is amazing. You know, our new shelving's there, our new lighting's there, our new concepts, our new products, our new merchandising techniques. So, you know, it really will achieve our goal of showcasing our product, of making your shopping experience simple and easy and curated, and giving customers a massive choice in a beautiful environment. And unfortunately, our floors aren't done. They were scheduled to start next week. The ship arrived outside Durban Harbour 2 days ago. I need to be told that there's a backlog in the Durban Harbour, so the ship's off to PE and then coming back.
But so it's on its way,
but our customers will still have to hang on for our new floor for longer than I'd hoped.
You know what? Good things are worth the wait. So if that's one thing we have to contend with, we'll deal with that, no problem. But it's so exciting to see the physical transformation. The flow of the store has evolved. The checkout experience is now, wow, from a few weeks ago to where it is now. I think the penny seems to be dropping. People are really getting a sense of, now we can see the vision, the master plan unfolding.
You know, yesterday, Reina and his team in the butchery were given their gourmet counter and started servicing out of there. The presentation, the choice, the quality of the meat is exceptional. The dry age and wet age meat is functioning. Biltong, you would have seen. And our little butchery theatre will slowly gain momentum, where you'll see our guys cutting up the meat and preparing it for you.
And so it's really struck me as how you've achieved the sense of breathing space, and you don't feel like you're in a claustrophobic environment where you're really trying to navigate and find your way through. Everything is so spaciously laid out and beautiful to
Mark, we have. There's lots of space. Obviously, at the moment, what I'm going to say doesn't make sense, but there's also a natural flow throughout the store, very few conflict points. Not at the moment, as I say, because you're entering in the wrong place. But as we open up the new spaces and the flow happens, you will see that. You know, at the moment, you get to butchery through the wrong way, and then you've got to turn left into bakery, into the little corner. You will flow seamlessly into bakery. Bakery also, we semi-officially got to our start line on Wednesday, and Leon and Gareth, with massive support from Jackie Ray from Food Matters and Collier, you'll go in there and you'll see our new ranges and our new products. Our rolls are exceptional. We've accepted the challenge of making our artisanal breads all in-house with our own starter doughs, and the team have actually learnt incredibly. We've got a pastry range, our mini tarts, scones, sweet and savoury, muffins, cupcakes, donuts. Yeah, really an extensive range there. We've also brought in a few new categories or highlighted categories like our garlic breads, our in-house savory breads, our braai brookies. It's right near the butchery, so you can't buy your meat without buying that. We've got frozen products, both in terms of breads and cakes, you know, in terms of the new techniques, the quality, freshness and quality gets locked into those frozen products, and frozen's going to become the new fresh. In terms of quality and consistency.
And I know that there's a big focus going forward for convenience and ready-made and having a really strong frozen lineup as well, hey?
Mike, we have. I have you. Again, it's not on the correct flow at the moment, but we have introduced 16 doors of upright freezers in its own category, and that is HMR or home meal replacement. And we've done collaborations with one of the big suppliers, Frozen For You, which I'm sure a lot of people will know about,
yes,
as well as really strong collaborations with our locals. So FOMO, that's Jackie Ray, Delish Sisters, you all know the two sisters, and We Are Foods. They all have strong representation in our Frozen For You, and that was shoppable for the first time yesterday.
Wow.
We haven't started marketing and communicating that with our customers, and we'll slowly do that. But it certainly is ready to shop right now.
Wow, you're getting that exclusive here on Radio Life and Style, man. And I know another thing that has been very keenly looked out for the wine department side of things.
The wine department, yes, Mike. It's a mini tops where we've got most of your favorite wines and in a beautiful shopping environment. Easy. It's quite difficult to miss it. Each time you walk down the aisle, you walk straight into wine. So I'm guessing some of our customers are going to shop the wine department two or three times per shop. So it really is. And we've got our sommeliers who are training under Eamon and his team to upskill themselves so that they can help you.
Well, really, I mean, it's such a pleasure now to shop the store in its current iteration. It's only getting better. It's only going to have more exciting elements, and the flow, as you say, is going to get unlocked as things come online. So we're going to need another update soon, I think, Bruce. What do you say?
Absolutely, Mike. Yeah, and you know, and can you'll also see throughout the store we've engaged in set up collaborations with suppliers such as Boschendahl, Bubble and Sturin, Willow Creek, Terminal Coffee. And you'll see those concepts and products and ranges throughout the store. And we've slowly just started getting in that stock and merchandising and creating those spaces. So it really is fantastic.
Man, well, you're getting the story here fresh on a Thursday. The lifestyle conversation, you're behind the scenes, seat at the table as the Lifestyle Superstore goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year history. It's the most exciting chapter yet, and we've been pulling back the curtain, having a little look at how things are shaping up and where they're heading. The man giving you the story this morning, Belito Local, co-owner of Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Super Spa, and Tops at Lifestyle, Bruce Rankin. Bruce, thanks for the update so far. Congratulations on reaching this moment, and looking forward to our next update real soon.
Mike, thanks very much.
You heard it here on 88 FM.